Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking 50% fertility loss because of what we're going to talk about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So there's the results have come out of a study of 1.3 million women. And, you know, we talked about this when all the COVID stuff came out. And
May of 2021.
Information was coming out then. But this study has now confirmed those COVID shots. And I must say that they've also used the military women as a lot of the guinea pigs in these studies. The COVID shots are linked to pregnancy and fertility risk. And I know they had a lot of miscarriages as a result, live term births. And those were also substantially lower for women who received the COVID shots.
Yes.
Connect the dots.
As we mentioned this, we raised this issue very early in May of 2021 regarding the possibility of loss of fertility. And one of the reasons why is because there was a Japanese study that was translated into English. We have it on our website, the lc.org/vaccine page, chock full of information. And that Japanese study was the first study to show that the COVID shot does not stay at the ejection site of your arm. Mm. It actually rapidly transmits through your body. And there are several places where it rapidly goes to, and one of those is the ovaries.
You know, and interesting, on the other hand, women who did not receive the COVID shots had a 1.5 times higher successful conception rate than those who did not.
Yeah. So these rates, they never converge, signaling a strong likelihood of long-term damage to the reproductive health in this groundbreaking peer-reviewed study. In other words, they start off with this variation between those people who have the COVID shot and women who did not have the COVID shot. Significant difference in fertility, significant difference in live full-term births. Now, those lines, like I said, do not converge. They do not come together. So what does that mean? That means that those are long-term consequences. They're not temporary blips. In other words, it's not a temporary fertility issue. It's not a temporary issue of full-term live births. It's an ongoing scenario where those lines continue to separate by significant margins. So this data aligns with an animal study of female rats showing mRNA vaccines caused up to 60% reduction in their primordial follicles, which are the irreplaceable foundation of female fertility. So again, I said we warned about this in May of 2021, and sadly, we were right. We did a lot of research. We did a lot of prayer back then. We have not yet ever to this day had to retract or modify any of the statements that we ever made regarding COVID. Even when we suggested in 2020, by the way, at the end of 2020, before the shot was even released, we started doing research on mRNA, which was an experimental, never-before-tried-in-human type of scenario, that this could actually possibly enter into the nucleus of the DNA. We were mocked by the mainstream media, and guess what? Now we know that this does enter into the nucleus of the DNA. We also clearly indicated this had infertility consequences, and it was obvious with the Japanese study and other studies that came out later where this mRNA spike protein that was released by this shot would enter into your body and rapidly go to several places, including the female reproductive organs, and it also passed the blood-brain barrier in the brain.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking. And I can't say that we're proud to say, oh, we were right all along, because we've also heard a lot of the stories, a lot of the people that have been injured. A lot of the women who have had stillbirths, miscarriages, it's heartbreaking to know that this has been going on since the first day the shots went out.
And they knew about this. They knew it was a risk. In fact, the Pfizer original document that we posted on our website that was ultimately released by a court order through a FOIA request, they actually wanted to monitor people who were pregnant.
And that was mainly military women.
And they wanted to monitor their babies after they were born to see what kind of adverse effects might be on those babies. So we are advocating that there are two bills in Congress that are pending, that they be passed by Congress. The one is the End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act. It's H.R. 4668, End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act. And the other is the PrEP Repeal Act, P-R-E-P. That's H.R. 4388. These will ultimately end the liability protection for Big Pharma. Big Pharma, pharmaceutical companies, the manufacturers, the distributors, they ought to be facing legal liability, not only for the COVID shots, but for all vaccines. But
yeah,
back in 1986, they were given legal immunity. So it's all income, all a gravy train with no downside, no liability.
That's just astounding to me. It's like, how did that happen that you allow these companies, obviously they're making a lot of money off these shots, that say, you know what, we're not responsible if somebody gets injured from the shot. I mean, personally, I have a cousin who died from the flu shot, you know, and so there's no repercussions as far as financial, any kind of responsibility from Big Pharma. And I'm sure that's going on many, many times throughout the nation. How did this happen? They don't have to be accountable for this.
It happened in 1986, and there was a vaccine that was on the market that was causing injury. And there was lawsuits pending against the pharmaceutical companies. And Big Pharma went to Congress with their high-paid lobbyist, and they said, we're not going to make vaccines anymore if we don't get liability protection. So they got a bill. They got liability protection. Reagan signed it regretfully into law, and they've been legally immune since 1986. Now, if they make a drug like an opioid and it causes injury, as we all know, you can sue them. You can have class action lawsuits. They can be held accountable. But if they make something, a drug, and they call it a vaccine, and they classified the COVID shots, even though they weren't true vaccines.
Those are experimental shots.
They changed the definition of vaccine to include it. Then all of a sudden they have legal liability, get billions of dollars. They get money from the government for grants. Then they get money when they produce it. And they have no downside, nothing whatsoever. So early on in the UK alone, thousands of women reported reproductive problems after the injections. We reported this in 2021. 507 reports of unusual breast pain, swelling, or changes, including 22 reports of breast cancer. Again, this is early 2021. 328 cases of abdominal uterine bleeding
this
or vaginal
UK,
hemorrhaging.
Right? Yeah.
309 women who experienced absent, light, or delayed menstruation. 267 cases of heavy menstrual bleeding. 55 reports of genital swelling, lesions, rashes, or ulcerations. 17 cases of premature or artificial menopause, 61 spontaneous abortions, 10 premature labor onsets, 4 stillbirths.
And those are just the ones that reported.
And that was early 2020.
Yeah.
And that was something that we produced in one of our emails.
Because, you know, the VAERS report, that not everyone reported the information on there, so you only got like a small percentage.
Yeah, so we have other people. One lady holds a doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology, has over 30 years of experience in toxicology and vaccine adverse effects. She warned the CDC that the shots could, quote, potentially sterilize an entire generation, close quote. And the CDC refused to give the information out. They knew. They knew. She also concluded that there is credible reason to believe that the GTs will cross-react with other reproductive proteins in sperm, and that this will ultimately reduce fertility in men. So also in women, but certainly also in men. She challenged the CDC despite its assertions of safety, stating, quote, I have yet to see a single immunological study which disproves this cross-reaction potential.
And that was 5 years ago.
That was August 23, 2021. And the results are staggering because those results are not temporary. Those results continue on into the future.
And these COVID shots are still, they're still experimental and they're still in the market.
And amazingly, people are still getting these shots. What in the world are people thinking? There's so much evidence out there about the harm to get these COVID shots. The risk is so far much greater than getting COVID. But the bottom line is, repeal the liability protection. Repeal the liability protection. Don't give Big Pharma special protections. Whenever you do, abuse happens, and it is and will continue to happen unless these are repealed. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.